You've reached Performance Livestock and Feed Company, where we feed what we sell. Press 1 to place a bag order, 2 for a bulk order, extension 208 for truck dispatch, extension 209 for the commodity office, extension 214 for the truck garage, or press 9 for a directory, or you may dial your party's extension directly.
Enter the first few letters of the party's last name on the telephone keypad. For the letter Q, use the 7 key. For the letter Z, use the 9 key. To exit, press the star key. 4.
Jason Pendleton.
Press 1. 4.
Jason Sizemore.
Press 2. 4.
Mark Pendleton.
Press 3. To enter a new name, press 0. To exit, press the star key. 4.
Jason Pendleton.
Mark Pendleton.
Extension 202. Transferring to
Mark Pendleton.
One moment, please.
Try Jen Fiberbell.
Performance.
Hey, is this Mark?
This is he.
Hey, Mark, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. We were just reviewing some financing you guys did with Hancock a few years ago, and we got you pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to see what you had coming up that we could help you out with.
I need about $10 million.
Okay. What are you going to use the $10 million
for? Expand the business.
Okay. Well, what do you have in mind?
We're going to just double the business.
Okay. So, but what are you actually going to do to expand the business?
Well, we've got a pellet mill. We're in the process of putting in another pellet mill.
Okay.
And we're going to double the size of our feed production.
Okay.
Can you do about $10 million at 3.5%?
Not at 3.5%. Probably not. No.
375?
No. So is this going to be in, like, equipment purchases, or you just need...
Well, part of it's going to be equipment. A lot of it's going to be equipment. It's 10 acres of land and 2 buildings. We done made a down payment on the land. We're buying 10 acres of land and a big warehouse and a big production building where we're going to put the equipment in.
Okay.
And we're putting in a railroad siding.
And then what kind of equipment do you guys need to be putting in that building?
Pellet mill, be a grinder, and a pellet mill, and a dryer, Rotex, a mixer, and holding tanks.
Okay. How much do you think that's going to cost you for the equipment?
I think the preliminary on just the equipment is like $5.7 million.
Wow, okay.
But what kind of interest rate are you talking about?
Kind of starts in the mid-single digits, but obviously depends on how you guys look on paper and everything. Have you guys financed something like this before, a big project like this?
Yep, the first one we built, we did.
Okay, who'd you finance that through?
Farm credit.
Okay, farm credit, yeah. And then the rest would just be for capital for...
We, like I said, the rest of it would be to buy the 10 acres of the commercial property with the steel buildings already on it. It's two furniture factory warehouses. You know, the furniture business here in the United States is going to hell in a handbasket. It's all going to China.
Yeah.
And they haven't broken, they just moved the production to China. So there's all kinds of furniture buildings here available to buy, to be bought to. And then we need, I think the equipment's going to be like something like $5.7 million. My son's, he's a head of this thing. And then we're putting in about... 750,000 working capital.
About 700,000 in working capital, is what you said?
I think it's about 750,000 working capital.
Okay. And have you guys been looking for financing already, or what's your
We got one outfit's working on it for us, but it's not. We haven't signed any papers or anything yet. But we're getting closer than we was.
Yeah. Oh, when are you looking to bring on the property?
We've already made a down payment on it, so we can lock it in. We got to pay for it when we close on our loan.
Mm-hmm. So you're in escrow right now, and you just got to... That's probably going to be a pretty long escrow, wouldn't you think?
Pardon me?
Is that a long escrow?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how long it's supposed to be?
20 years, I think.
Oh, okay. Right.
20 years on the property and the equipment.
On the commercial loan, you mean?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know when you're going to be closing on that property?
I sure don't. Like I said, my son's in charge of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm 67 years old, and he's 40, so I just turned it over to him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks after the feed production. I look after the cattle. Of course, we got 4,000 head of cattle. That's all the work I want to do.
Wow, that's a lot.
But he looks after the feed production. He looks after the entire feed business. Of course, now, I started it, and I'm still backing 100%, but he's in charge of it. It's as much headaches with that and the trucks. The trucking end of it's where the damn headache is. I ain't fighting the stress.
You just give it to him to handle?
That's right. He's 40. He can handle it. When I was that age, I thrived on stress, but now at my age, it bothers me.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so who...
You need to speak to him?
Yeah, that might help.
Well, he's not in his office. Let me see. His lights. Let me see if I can. Let me put you on hold. And what company are you with?
The Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Carter?
Cardiff. It's Cardiff, as in Frank. I know it sounds funny on the phone.
Okay. Let me put you on hold and let me see if I can get him to pick you up.
Sure.
His name will be Jason.
All right.
Trigen Fiber Bales. This product is 14% protein and has a TDN of 58. Just contact our retail store or your local dealer today for more information. Here at Performance Livestock, our goal is to extend our farm operation success to our customers. We want to thank you, our customers, for making Performance Livestock and Feed Company your...
Ma'am?
Yep.
He's not in his office.
Okay. When's a better time to reach him?
excuse me. Usually, I mean, he should be in his office now, but he may be out. So he's also in charge of production. So he's probably out working with the guys, you know, and getting them, you know, if they've got a problem in the thing, he's getting it straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
But try him back. He probably won't be in this afternoon. He might. But call him back at this number, and his extension is 204.
Okay, 204. Well, while I got you on the phone here, do you know who it is that you guys are already kind of working with for the capital, the finance?
Yeah, I know.
Who is it?
We're working with First Bank Ag Credit out of Virginia.
Okay. Is that who you bank with right now?
That's one of the people we bank. We bank with four banks, so...
Okay.
We may have checking account with five banks. I'm not sure.
Sure. And then,
let's see, one, two. I know we got checking accounts with four banks, so it may be five. I'm not sure.
Wow. How long have you guys been in business?
And the good thing about it, we have our own CPA in our office. So, you know, getting financial information is no problem because we've hired our own CPA.
Yeah.
So he works
in
here. He works in our office full time.
Mhm. Okay. How long have you guys been in business?
Well, I've been in the cattle business for 50 years.
Wow.
But I've got in the feed business about 85.
Wow. All right. That's
got
awesome.
In the feed business by accident.
Why is that?
Well, I was running 6,000 head of cattle a year. And I had to bring feed in here to keep these cattle fed, and the neighbors want to start buying feed, so I started selling to them. And then my son graduated from college, and I mean, I kept real good records. I was taught that when I was in college. And he kept looking at the books, and he said, "Oh, man, why aren't you doing more of the feed business?" I said, "Because I'm a cowboy, I reckon." And he took it, and he took the feed business and run with it. And the first 5 years, he doubled it every year for the first 5 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. He's done a real good job with it.
Yeah.
Of course, he's pretty good young, and he's got an econ degree from William & Mary.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Where are you located?
We're in San Diego.
Oh, you're a long way. I was in San Diego back in Christmas.
Oh, yeah? That's probably nice for Christmas.
It was in January. The National Cattlemen's Meeting was there in San Diego. We were there for a week in January. It was real nice.
Oh, yeah. Is that the first time you've been out here?
No, it's the second time.
Oh, yeah.
We'd had the Cattlemen's Meeting there about 7 years before that.
Yeah, I love it out here. I can't complain. It's sprinkling today.
If you live in California, San Diego is one of the best places to live.
Yep, that's the truth, but it's expensive. Once you get over that, it's pretty great.
Yeah, well, my daughter lives in Charlotte. It's a whole lot more expensive to live in Charlotte than it is where we live.
Mm-hmm. So how much does the cattle business do compared to the feed business? Is that about 50% or so?
No, let's see. The feed business does four times more than the cattle.
Wow, okay.
So we send all our cattle, we send two loads a week to Kansas. We send all our cattle to Kansas to be fed out. And we own them, and we retain ownership all the way. But the feed business does four times. You know, we have a regional brand and a regional market here in about four states, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
Wow.
And we have about 45 dealers that sell our bag feed, and our dealer network is growing. That's the reason we're going to have to expand our production facility.
Mm-hmm. And you guys think you're going to probably double that?
Yeah, I'd say we're going to double the production end of it on the feed. So we can stay up with demand.
Yeah, that's great. How much are you guys doing in sales on the feed right now?
I'd have to look at the books and see, honey.
Oh, okay.
I think last year we did $32 million in feed and $8 million in cattle.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yep.
And then doubling that feed will definitely be paying for the project, or the project will pay for itself real quick.
Well, we hope to. Yeah, we hope to. Yeah, the pay that be the payback on it. Well, we hope the payback will be 10 years.
Mhm.
Or quicker than that, but you never know until you get started in it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's awesome. Well, I'll reach out to Jason. I'm going to be off on Monday. Obviously, it's a holiday, but he's.
Well, yeah, we're going to be closed on Monday also.
Well, good. Happy Memorial Day. Will he be back in on Tuesday, you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll all be here on Tuesday.
All right. Well, I'll give him a call back on Tuesday.
All right. And your name?
My name's Megan.
Megan. All right. I'll tell him to be expecting a call from you.
All righty. Thanks for the time.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.